It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a storm brewing in Syria, in case you haven't noticed. Former CIA operative Mike Baker will be here to break this down and really what the strategy should be in dealing with that very complicated part of the world. We've also got Shelley Goldberg stopping by, but we're starting with Byron York and breaking news from our nation's capital. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to before we're done today, following several stories for you, and I hope that you'll stay with us for the full time. Over the last 24 hours, a significant development that has not been really, at least on the national cable networks, had its flag waved, and that is the fact that the FBI and the DOJ have finally, after being threatened with contempt and impeachment. Now, I don't know what it would take to hold out until you get threatened with contempt and impeachment. But that's the degree that the House Investigative Committee on Russia had to go to get one piece of non-classified paper released. Here to discuss this and all the other intricacies of this discussion and what it does to Washington, D.C. is Byron York. You know him as that calm voice of reporter, reason, logic, facts. He's just, you know, dispassionate about everything. And that's what we love about him. Byron, I don't think I've ever even gotten you to laugh on air with me, but we're going to. Oh, we just did. So very good.
Good
to have you back. Is this a big development that, I mean, why did it take DOJ and FBI being threatened within an inch of their life to finally comply with this?
Well, we don't exactly know. I mean, all we know is that basically they had to be dragged kicking and screaming into this. And you're right. I mean, we had a situation where Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, went on Laura Ingraham's program on Fox and threatened to impeach the head of the FBI. And that was what it took to get this document. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure what incredibly earth-shaking information there was in the document, but we do know the FBI really didn't want to give it over. So,
well, not only that, they had said that they had given it over in the past, but that version that they gave over was so heavily redacted, evidently the investigative committee couldn't make heads or tail of it.
No, it was basically just so blacked out that they couldn't really see anything. Now I think both sides agree. Some of this has to do with the fact that a foreign intelligence service gave the United States some sort of information about George Papadopoulos or other things. And the FBI was going to great lengths to conceal which country it was or which person was involved. And I think the Intelligence Committee did not have any great objection about that, but they felt that a whole lot more had been blacked out, and they were very unhappy with it.
Now, let's juxtapose that set of actions with what's going to happen on ABC on Sunday night. You got Jim Comey sitting down in what's supposed to be the blockbuster of all blockbusters of the century, millennial, and beyond, as far as I know. I'm curious how much ABC ponied up for it, actually. But what's the thought on the whispers and rumors in Washington about what Comey's going to bring to the discussion, if anything at all, that's new on Sunday?
Well, we don't know if he's going to bring anything really substantive new to it. We know that he's going to portray the president as dishonorable and suggest that the president suggested that he or was guilty of obstruction of justice or something like that. But, you know, one of the things that's going on here is that after Comey was fired in May of 2017, a number of Senate committees and House committees wanted to talk to him about the circumstances of this, of his firing. And this, we're talking about Republicans and Democrats on these committees. And
right.
Comey agreed to go speak to the Senate Intelligence Committee once, and everybody else, he's just totally blown off. For example, the Senate Judiciary Committee asked him twice to talk because they do have direct oversight authority over the FBI. And Comey sent him a very short note, said, as a private citizen, I respectfully decline to answer your questions. Now, he just spent 5 hours with George Stephanopoulos, and ABC was leaking that Comey answered every question. So I think you may get some members of Congress saying, well, wait a minute. You have the time to talk to George Stephanopoulos for 5 hours to try to sell your book. Maybe you should come talk to us with direct oversight responsibility over the FBI.
Yeah, no, I think that's a valid observation. And given that we still haven't seen what the final IG report is going to say about much of this, Byron, are there, I mean...
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing you bring up about the IG report, because, you know, I'm sure you had speculated and I had speculated. We all thought it might already be out by now, but it's not. And it's the report on Comey and others' handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation, which there was enough problems with to make everybody mad, made Democrats mad, made Republicans mad. A lot of problems with it. And so it appears now that this IG report will come out after the Comey book-selling extravaganza, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see if the IG report actually addresses any of the things that Comey ends up saying in his publicity campaign. So,
well, it's fair game, is it not? I mean, he's out there.
Absolutely.
It's on the record.
Absolutely. So, I don't know if the IG will, you know, be watching carefully and then, you know, rebutting anything or not. But I think there's absolutely no doubt that the contents of the IG report will go to some of the things that Comey says in his publicity campaign.
Yeah. Another inconsistency, Byron, that took place in Washington is that when the FBI was looking into Hillary's emails and the misuse of classified information, they didn't raid Cheryl Mills' home in the middle of the night and, knock her to the curb and say, give me your laptop and all this stuff. They certainly did that right away with the president's personal attorney. They gave Mills immunity. Has anybody noticed that there was a difference in the handling of these two people?
Yes, they have noticed that. I think, as a matter of fact, I think it's kind of a stretch to say that Cheryl Mills, who was kind of a longtime Hillary Clinton, you know, operative, I think it's kind of a stretch to call her the attorney, but Hillary Clinton claimed that Cheryl Mills was her attorney and that their communications were privileged.
Well, wasn't that how Cheryl got into the interview to be there with Comey?
Yes, she gets in there, and so the FBI is, and she's a key witness in this. So you don't usually have two witnesses come in together so they can get their story straight. But the FBI was fine with that, and the FBI gave a lot of privilege. Gave immunity to all sorts of people. The Clinton people asked them to destroy some of the electronic devices. The FBI did that, and of course we know the FBI began drafting the exoneration letter months before interviewing Hillary Clinton or several key witnesses, including Cheryl Mills. So, a number of people pointed out that, you know, the FBI seems to be playing pretty hard ball with the Trump administration. But, boy, they were pretty soft on Clinton.
Well, and that just makes me wonder, and, Byron, you've been watching it for years, but the big question in my head with all of the stories that we just covered is – how far is this deep state penetration in justice and FBI? And are we really going to have to do some, you know, removal of cancerous tumors over there to finally get an honest operation going? It's really disturbing when they stonewall with the document, when they treat the president's attorney one way, they did the complete opposite with Hillary, and you've got Comey looking like he's ready to make a buck off the whole thing. I mean, it's just, it's one of the reasons, Byron, why I think people are, have just had enough with Washington, and they really want a whole new batch of people in there, and I can't blame them.
Well, there's no doubt there's a lot of unhappiness there, and I do, I think people are really quite tired of all the secrecy involved around this. They want to know what actually happened.
It'd make a great headline for Mr. York, I know that much. Read him in the Washington Examiner. Byron, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back with on-the-scene update of what's going on in Syria. Mike Baker will join us to discuss and give us his view of where we need to go in response. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Traffic is heavy in New Jersey on the westbound side of Interstate 80, coming in exit 61 in Elmwood Park. That's all because of a crash being cleared. On the Parkway northbound, we're still coming up towards exit 145 or 280. That's all because of an accident being cleared. Delays back towards exit 138. Updating that ride on 22, it's slightly better, and I do mean slightly with a capital S. We're still very slow through Equate Park, heading westbound through Hillside over to the Parkway. Then things do get better, but all lanes are now open coming into the Parkway. That pothole patching job has finally been cleared mercifully. Now, 78, depends on where you get on. If you get on from the turnpike, it's going to be heavy out towards exit 55. Then you're good west of that area, out through Equate and out towards the Parkway and Route 24. So I still think 78 will serve your needs far better than 22. Across the Hudson, back to New Jersey, to Holland, a 40-minute wait, 15 on the city-bound side. Lincoln Tunnel 30 in and 40 going back into the Garden State. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh warns all you gun owners.
Anybody who's listening to me who believes in the Second Amendment, who believes in our God-given gun rights, the left in America wants our guns. They will not stop until they can grab all of our guns. Period. They want to ban all guns. They want to confiscate all guns. Period.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9. Right before Eric Metaxas at 11. On AM 970. The Answer.
Every single week we make a promise, and here at Kevin McCullough Radio, we're all about delivering on our promises. But one of the promises is that we have one of New York's brightest attorneys, most accomplished, that is able to answer your questions about estate care and elder law. And Mike Connors rejoins us once again to answer one of your questions. And this time it has to do with a veteran. Vincent writes, I'm a veteran, am in need of home care. Can I receive benefits from the VA as well as Medicaid? Mike Connors, you're the smartest man on the planet when it comes to this stuff. What do you tell Vincent?
Well, yes, it is possible. Of course, you can't make money off the situation. In other words, you can't have Medicaid pay for everything and the VA chip in their shares. But yes, you can receive home care Medicaid and you can receive the benefit from the VA. Now, home care Medicaid usually pays for home equipment, supplies, home attendance. So let's say somebody put in an application for home care Medicaid, and for whatever reason, especially if you live upstate in an upstate county or rural county, whatever, where they don't have the workers to supply all the benefits, or they're just not as generous as New York City would be, then the VA will kick in for a single veteran $1,800 a month for home care. So if, let's say, all your income went for medical-related expenses, and you were a homebound veteran, the VA would kick in $1,800 a month to help you make ends meet.
All right. Well, that's helpful. And Vince, I hope that that was helpful for you. If you've got a question for Mike Connors, make sure you email him at mikeconnors@gmail.com or call the office, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You're going to meet the Connors and Sullivan team when you call through, and they're such a great team to work with. I know from personal experience, 718-238-6500. Mike Connors, always appreciate your insight and your help, and make sure you catch Mike this coming weekend, Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission, and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com. iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let me ask you this.
If that's what's your question.
Did President Trump ever discuss the FBI or special counsel Russia's investigation with you?
Senator, again, I'm not going to talk about private conversations I've had with the president. You're asking about conversations you should know, Senator, as well. I spoke with Special Counsel Mueller, who interviewed me, requested an interview. I cooperated.
You know that not just Bob Menendez, which was the voice there, but other Democrats on that panel today really wanted to get a piece of Mike Pompeo's flesh to find out if he had told anything to Special Counsel Mueller and what that something might be and so forth. That was an embarrassing moment, in my opinion, for Senator Menendez. But anyway, we'll get to a discussion of that and many more things with former CIA covert ops officer Mike Baker, who rejoins us. He's the president of Diligence LLC, a global intelligence and security firm. And Mike, it's good to be talking to you on a day when there hasn't been a major terror attack somewhere. That's usually when we get you. And I'm always grateful to be able to talk to you on a non-day. But we could have some very serious days just in front of us. Earlier today, Mr. Mattis bustled over to the White House and that has a meeting with the president. And then you've got all of this discussion with Mr. Pompeo. But on top of that, the Syria thing looms large. Let's take these one at a time. If you were advising the president today on what we do with Syria, where would you start, Mike Baker?
Well, first, I would say there is nothing helpful about tweeting your intentions or tweeting to the rest of the world that missiles are coming. It serves no purpose, right? It really doesn't serve any purpose. And so that would be my first point, is to have those discussions in private, come up with your course of action, ensure that you've got quality intelligence that confirms the latest attack, and then get busy. Just do it. But don't treat this quite in the way. And I'm not impugning the president, saying that he's being cavalier, but the impression is that it's cavalier, and it gives the opposition, including the Russians and the Syrians and the Iranians, it gives them ammunition, just like a lot of his tweeting does. So I think that would be the place to start, would be to stop that.
Well, and that's the main target of who the tweet was directed at, wasn't it? It was Putin that he was trying to get at in the tweets. Syria, right. I think, at this point is like a secondary target in terms of his public communication.
Sure. The key players in this whole Syria debacle are the Iranians and the Russians. And then on a lesser tier, it's the North Koreans, who have had a long history of military cooperation with the Syrians and have both technicians and have been providing support to them, and likely a significant amount of support in helping to build chemical weapons capable factories. So, a recent UN leaked report talked about several dozen shipments that contained a variety of things, heat resistant tiles and thermometers and valves and others that could be used in the chemical weapons factory. So, it's sort of an unholy alliance of those three countries that really that tweet is directed at. But again, it really doesn't, from an operational perspective, serve any purpose.
Right. Let's talk about the degree of intelligence that we know about the chemical attack. I had General Jack Kane on just a couple of days ago, and he was saying that it seemed, that we're going to take our time to make sure that we know as much as we can about where these chemicals came from. The challenge there, Mike, if they don't get the UN people in there until Saturday, is there any good intelligence left, or were there people on the ground grabbing things that we can examine and take a look at? Where do we stand with that?
Well, first of all, there's precedent, right? So we know that they've in the past used sarin, nerve agent sarin, and they've used chlorine. So there's precedent. So this is not some sort of wild-eyed accusation. But In terms of getting in there, look, I mean, this thing is ranged from the logical to the absurd, the logical being use available human intelligence sources that us and our allies may have to gather up the sort of evidence that we need, both firsthand accounts, and importantly, it's almost like a straightforward forensic review. Get what you can off the ground, as you mentioned. To the absurd, which is the Russians, proposing that they, let's have an investigation that they'll lead to see whether something had happened or not, or the UN being feckless again and nothing being able to get through the UN in terms of a resolution. So it's important to lock this down as much as possible. Because it's serious what we're talking about. But frankly, we know certain sites in Syria, a couple outside Damascus that have been, and others that have been used in the past for the manufacture of chemical weapons. If at a minimum we just level those, I don't think the world would be aghast at that sort of response. That's a proportional response. And we have to do something, I believe, once this is proven, we have intelligence that we believe is relevant, then I think we have to do something. Unless you're willing to say we have no principled stand against the use of chemical weapons on innocent men, women, and children, if that's your position, then fine, say so. Say that you're okay with that. But I'm hoping that's not who we are.
Yeah. Let's talk about the likelihood that this is going to lead, because Tucker Carlson and even my colleague here in New York, Frank Morano, are both on the air talking about how this is basically the first step in an engulfing war that's going to be going forward. The way I've heard the military analysts discuss it, this should be a rather punchy strike. I mean, it should take somebody's nose off. But getting rid of their airplanes or destroying these two sites that you were just citing is a far cry different than, even 100 or 1,000 boots on the ground or flying planes into their airspace, which my understanding is right now all the plans that are being looked at don't involve either.
No, and frankly, we can make our point and, keep that line there in the sand without putting boots on the ground. Nobody's proposing or supporting that. That's and if they are, they're a complete outlier. So you have to do these things in a manner that is serious, and destroying a lot of their physical plant, a lot of their facilities, their hardware, whether it's weapons or anything else, I think, or airplanes, that's a good response, and we can do that in a very efficient manner.
Yeah,
the Russians have threatened to, shoot down any missiles that are launched. I would say fine, give it a go if you can. And we know that they've been busy over the years hardening the Syrian air defense systems. But we have to do something once this is at that point where we all agree, yes, this makes sense. And that's, maybe the public expects to be proven or given the evidence of this. And if that's the case, I guess there's a discussion in the White House and the Pentagon to talk about, is this the sort of information we can release to the public?
Yeah, to what degree does it become that transparent and we still
right.
maintain our advantage? That's something to determine as well. Mike Baker,
exactly.
You can follow him on Twitter at MB Company Man. I encourage you to do so. He's one of our real top security analysts. Mike, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Cloudy skies, we sit at 55 degrees on this Thursday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. New York City's expanding its community policing program to include subway cars and platforms. Mayor de Blasio says the goal is protecting the 6 million people who take the subway every day.
It's all about hardworking New Yorkers who need to know they are safe in the subway and need to know that they can work with the police for the good of all.
Community policing refers to focusing on building trust between officers and the public, and officials say it's helped reduce crime. Now, the initiative will be used to help keep subway riders safe. Beginning in downtown Brooklyn and parts of the Bronx, a pair of officers will be assigned to specific subway lines and stations. Their names and email addresses will be clearly posted, and police say more officers will be riding the subway cars themselves also. Officials are hoping to identify a baby's body found inside a suitcase by conducting an autopsy today. The baby's body was found yesterday in a suitcase someone had left on the PATH train track below the Tunnelly Bridge in Jersey City. News 4 New York reports it was not a newborn but less than a one-year-old child. Police have not said if it's a boy or a girl. In sports, game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Devils tonight. The Eastern Conference quarterfinals get underway as the Devils take on Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay in the best of seven series. Go Devils. It's the rubber game of the three-game set between the Yankees and the Red Sox tonight at Fenway. We'll see what kind of fireworks are set off tonight. Mets are off. They return home tomorrow to take on the Brewers. Take a look at the traffic. Big problems on the city-bound upper level of the George Washington Bridge. All lanes are subject to closure because of an accident mid-span involving a flipped-over car. Looks to me like that right lane is getting by, but it's a real mess there on that upper level. Go downstairs if you can. 45 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, just about the same inbound, and 30 to 40 back to New Jersey at the Holland. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with an overnight low of 54. Cloudy skies tomorrow morning, then sunshine for the afternoon with a high of 78, and mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 71. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it and for the patients that I have that are taking it, and it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. And the thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code THE ANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Hey, this is Michael Riedel from the New York Post. Now be sure to catch my show On the Town every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock here on AM 970 The Answer. And, you know, I've been talking a lot about Broadway on the show. And one of the shows that I'm really looking forward to this season is the revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, now in previews at the Imperial Theater. It stars Joshua Henry and Jesse Mueller, who won a Tony Award for Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Also, Renee Fleming, the opera singer, is making her debut in a Broadway musical in Carousel. As I say, it's in previews now at the Imperial Theater. To get tickets, visit telecharge.com. Go to telecharge.com and get tickets to Carousel, one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's best musicals. In fact, some people consider it to be the greatest show that they wrote. So go to telecharge.com. Get your tickets to Carousel, now in previews at the Imperial Theater on Broadway. That's telecharge.com.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. A big, busy news day continues. And don't forget, we have our parenting segment with Shelley Goldberg straight ahead. She drops by each week to give us a little hack on how to parent better. And boy, I need them. They're also quite fun. But something that is not fun is if you're a small child in the land of Haiti these days, particularly in a town called Savan-Cabrit, which is to the northeast of Port-au-Prince. If you go into a really dry, desert, arid area that's kind of between two mountain ranges, you will find this little gathering, about 3,000 people, about 300 families. And Todd Chapman, my guest, who's been in studio with me all week, is back. And Todd, you were recently there, and it's really quite sad, but there's about 520 children that we are trying to help there. And thankfully, we've been able to help about 200 so far. Mm-hmm. But that means there's quite a few left to help. 855-919-4673. We're still offering you, if you're a business owner, and you could give a tax-deductible gift from your company on behalf of your company to Food for the Poor at 855-919-4673. We'll be willing to also give you a complimentary advertising campaign. You'll get more for the dollar out of your campaign than you would in the cash. And Phil Boyce has already promised that on the air here. But we are very grateful to be able to do that. And if you have a small business that you think would benefit from doing that, you're going to get the tax deduction, you're going to get the advertising campaign, and you're going to help 50 kids all at once. But Todd, you've been to Haiti multiple times, and I know that if you've never been to a place that poor, it is hard to experience it for the first time. And Haiti is not someplace you just see. You smell, you feel, you experience it when you go there.
Yeah, I've been to Haiti over a dozen times, and it's pretty incredible. I got to tell you, it's desperately poor. I mean, I can't say it any other way. It's just mind-numbingly poor. No matter how many times I go and see it, it shocks me every time. But I do admire the resilience of the Haitian people. They are incredibly resilient. They persevere. They go on in spite of some of the worst natural disasters and some of the worst living conditions on the face of the planet. And they go on. And so that's why I am really honored to be able to come and advocate for them and just encourage you. Hey, if you have at all a heart to help your fellow man in these poor, dark corners of the world, this is a great opportunity to do it. And I really believe, Kevin, with all my heart, that Food for the Poor is the organization that you should work with if you want to help Haiti. And I tell you that because of what I learned from our executive director in Haiti, Bishop Oji. He was meeting with the president of Haiti last year after Hurricane Matthew just tore through Haiti, creating widespread damage. And the president at that point in time was new to the chair, so he was getting to know the NGOs at work in Haiti. Food for the Poor is the largest, by the way. And so he called them all into his office. He said, hey, we need housing in this area. Who can do that? And our bishop raised his hand and said, we can do that. And we are doing that. He said, great. He said, we need agricultural support over here. These crops were wiped out. Who can do that? Bishop Oji said, well, Food for the Poor is doing this and this and this. And the meeting went on and on and on. It gets adjourned. Bishop Oji goes back to his office. He gets a call about an hour later from the new president of Haiti, the guy he just met with. And he said, the president said, I just wanted to thank you for meeting with me today. He said, it became very apparent in that meeting that there are really two NGOs at work in Haiti today. Food for the Poor and all the others. And I thought, wow, what a great testimony to the impact that Food for the Poor is having on the nation of Haiti. Mm-hmm. I shudder to think, Kevin, where Haiti would be today without Food for the Poor. But friends, here's the reality. Food for the Poor on its own cannot do anything. It's our donors, people just like you, that say, hey, I want to be in the business of helping my fellow man, of making the world a better place. You allow us to make the difference that we are able to make in Haiti. So I just want to encourage you, challenge you, ask you, would you consider getting involved in what we're doing today? And specifically by saving the life of a child or several children by giving them meals every day for the next year and giving them clean, safe drinking water for life. And Kevin, through Food for the Poor and our efficiencies, you can do that with a gift of as little as $50.
And it's so economical because that $50 feeds that child every day, two meals per day for the next year. And then and that's about $45 of the gift. And then the final $5 goes towards the effort of putting that clean drinking water well or purification system into the village. And friends, I've been there when they've unveiled these things, and the children and their eyes light up and they taste it. Mm. And you ask them to say, what does that water taste like? And they say, oh, it's delicious, mister. It's really something to see. So please just know that you could not do more good on a more economical efficiency scale than the $50 per child, and you're gonna save a life, friend. And so far, many of you have, and that's why we have 199 children already taken out of the column that they're needing food, and now they will be getting it. But that leaves us with 321 of the original 520 that we had on the list. So we don't want that to go by. If you could do a $2,500 gift on behalf of your company, that would be 50 children all at once. But for the next 10 minutes, if you give any size amount, that donor that Todd Chapman referenced is going to match dollar for dollar. So please take advantage of that and call now. 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or a corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and I'm telling you, it's good, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. Tell her Kevin McCullough said hi when you call, adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. That's 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or franstouchofclass.com. 212-385-9400.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Napa Know How.
Time to start adding to your bucket list. No, not the skydiving meet your idol bucket list, the Napa bucket list. Because now when you buy a Napa bucket for $299, you'll get 20% off items you can fit inside. Minimum $50 purchase. So live a little and save a lot with the Napa bucket and 20% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 4/30/18.
I want to talk about the tax cuts passed last year by Congress. As you know, not a single Democrat voted for them. Those same Democrats called the savings from the tax cuts crumbs. The fact is, the average family will save more than $1,500 this year. Some will save more. That may sound like crumbs to folks in Washington, D.C., but that's real money to most Americans. The tax cuts are especially good for Americans over 50 and seniors as well. Electric bills have been slashed, 401ks have risen, and dividends as well. All great news for Americans over 50 and for our seniors. Where was AARP during the great tax fight? They were silent. Worse, AARP's website is now pushing Democrat talking points. At AMAC, they worked hard to support the tax cuts, but we also need to push the government to stop its reckless spending. Congress heard from the 1 million members loud and clear, but there's a lot of work still to do. The stakes are high this November, and that's why I ask you to join AMAC today. Join now at AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Certainly glad to have you with us. Thursday, we take a little time to help you hack the parenting routine. And I didn't say pack the parenting. No, we're not sending it anywhere. Hacking it. We're trying to give you the best tools to help make the biggest difference in the shortest amount of time. That's kind of the purpose of the Parenting Express. And Shelley Goldberg is the one we turn to for that. She's the culture correspondent for AM 970 The Answer. She was formerly the parenting reporter for the NY1 here in New York City. But we're so honored that she joins us every Thursday. Shelley, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now, you sent me a note earlier today, and you said today you want to talk about free-range parenting. What is that?
I know you're thinking of chicken.
chickens, right? Running around free-range chickens.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it because it's spring, and you think of spring, and I immediately think of everyone's outside, and kids are out, and they want.
Yeah, that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened in our house because it's been snowing every other day since the middle of February. But someday we're going to get to spring, I promise.
That's true, but this weekend I think it's supposed to be in the 70s, so it's right around the corner.
Oh, thank the good Lord.
Yes. But that will be the time that kids will want more independence and want to do more things on their own. And this really is in the news. This whole concept of free-range parenting is the opposite, simply stated, the opposite of helicopter parenting. And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, you know, I would go out and come back home, you know, without a cell phone. I would just come back for dinner time or when the street lights went on. And I've heard Sean Hannity talk about that all the time. You know, you just knew to come home at dinner time. And we know that life is not like that now. Utah, this is why this is in the news, Kevin. Utah recently passed, I think it was a couple of days ago, a law that's now legalizing the first state to legalize free-range parenting. What does that mean? It means that kids will have more freedom, and that means that parents are not going to be hauled in and called neglectful in Utah, because they let their kids walk to school, run around in a playground unsupervised, stay in a car unattended. I mean, we're talking about kids probably 8, 9, 10 years of age.
Sure.
But Utah is the first state, and I think it goes into effect, the law, May 3rd or 4th. So this is now something you're going to hear a heck of a lot about.
Well, what's interesting about this, Shelley, and I have covered parenting news-related items for a long time, and I know some of the controversy that has been raised by letting your kids walk to school because people are saying, well, it's not safe and so forth. But I was like you. When I was a kid, I would say, Mom, I want to go outside. And when I was really young, I had to stay in the backyard. When I was a little bit older, I could go in the front yard, just couldn't leave the yard. And then when I was a little bit older, I got to ride my bike. And eventually, I could ride all over town and have fun as long as I was back by a certain time. I don't have those same the guidelines are different for my kids at the ages that they are now, far different than they were when I was their age. I think a lot of it has to do with the idea that culture's in a different place now. Is it more dangerous to be a free ranger as a parent than it was when you and I were growing up, Shelley Goldberg?
Okay, here's what I think. Good question, Kevin McCullough. All right. Certainly, I mean, the concept of free range parenting is giving kids now, or supposed to give kids, the message that the world is inherently safe now. People are basically good. And you're saying to your child, you're capable, or we believe you're capable, of navigating. I think this is all very confusing. So what I wanted to share with you today is, gee, what advice can you and I give parents?
Yeah.
So here's some of it. And I do think the culture is way more complicated than we can even express in a couple of minutes. But number one and most important is, Mom, Dad, trust your instincts. I don't care what anyone tells you in a news story. I don't care what you read. Trust your instincts. That is your safety net. Number two, one size doesn't fit all. Your kids are all different. So one child that you might feel is ready for more independence, the other child might not be. So one size does not fit all. Read everything you can about this new concept, because the other states are looking to implement free-range parenting laws. Know the difference between dangerous. I mean, there are certain situations that are absolutely dangerous, and there are others that might give your child the opportunity to be more independent. It's always easier to free-range anything if you are not stressed out and if you have support.
Sure.
Support. And the other thing for me, the most critical bullet point, there are some areas where you might be a more free-range parent and others where absolutely not. And if I had to pick one for myself, it would be, I would keep my eye personally on the schools and on the curriculum, because your kids are there all day long, and with Common Core, you don't know what the heck they're learning. And so when people used to say to me, trust the teachers, they know what they're doing, you know, just the curriculum, my ears were always, you know, I was always concerned and wanted to know, what are they teaching them? So you pick and choose. You don't have to be a helicopter parent 100%, and you don't have to be a free-range parent 100%. You could be a little bit of both, pick the percentages, and there you go. What do you think, Kevin?
No, I think that's good stuff. And I do think that more involvement by parents on all levels of parenting really is mandatory in this day and age. I just think it's I think sometimes we get a little lazy, Shelley, and I think it's like, oh, well, you know, the schools have got it, or, you know, but no, I think parents need to, I think they need to stay connected as much as they can. And I would like to find a way to balance, you know, letting my kids have a degree of rangeability, if we're using the free range idea,
okay,
and also, you know, be able to protect them from everything that's obviously dangerous in this world. And the dangers seem to be getting worse. So I think it's going to be a struggle for the average parent on a daily basis. But I think it's where just wisdom and discernment comes in, you know, and the more in tune you are with your community, your neighborhood, your school, the surroundings, where they're at, I think the easier that discernment becomes. But that means you got to be engaged. And that's the general gist of everything we talk about on the Parenting Express. Shelley, thank you so much. And for more information, where should they go? What did you have a book that they checked out?
These are just articles that are all over the place.
All right.
Of the new Utah law. So just parents should just Google free-range parenting and learn what they can about it.
Yeah. Well, common sense always leads the way with the Parenting Express, because Shelley Goldberg's loaded with it. Shelley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at a really bad situation here on the inbound GW Bridge upper level, just about midway across the span. A car flipped over some half hour ago, and all lanes are still subject to closure as crews do continue to try to upright this vehicle and do an investigation. And from time to time, the left lane has been getting by. A few cars have been squeezing through here and there. But bottom line is this. If you're coming into Manhattan right now, you do not want anything to do with the upper level. You'll be very, very sorry. Now, if you're coming down the Palisades Parkway, you really have no choice. That leads you to the upper level. I would get off onto Lemoyne Avenue and then kind of work your way back to either 46 or Route 4 and come into the lower level. That's a much better approach for you. Lower level, not perfect, but certainly better for you. Lincoln Tunnel, at least 30 on either side of the Hudson. Holland Tunnel, 45 minutes outbound, 20 minutes on the city-bound side. And the West Side Highway, that's still a mess going uptown to the George Washington Bridge. We're jammed off 12th Avenue all the way up. The FDR Drive, not much better, from the teens all the way up to the RFK Triborough. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, friends, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down, don't have energy, it's because you're not eating the fruits and the veggies and getting the energy that they should be giving you the way you should, that you're supposed to. And that's why it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. They're not like vitamins with synthetics. These are natural food in a capsule, and they use the whole food. They got vital nutrients because they use 100% of the plant, the seed, the stems, fruits, veggies. It's all there. It's whole food nutrition. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They've got less aches and pains. But forget about that. If you're fighting the cold, the allergies, the flu, I'm telling you, it has worked wonders in my family's life. And I can tell you 100%, I do not miss a day taking Balance of Nature. It's time to improve the quality of your life, so get started now. Call Balance of Nature. They've got an offer you can't beat. 800-246-8751. Use promo code The Answer. You're going to get 35% off your first month's supply. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Good health is only a phone call away. You hear them say it all the time. Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. The promo code is The Answer. It's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Oh, just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and so thankful to be able to join you every single day. Thank you for hanging with us right here at Kevin McCullough Radio, where we try to talk about the breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters, and mix in some good stuff for your day, like how to hack parenting or taking a look at trending technology or any of those other fun things that we do. I want to go back, though, to my morning man here in New York, and Mr. Piscopo and his entire crew. Frank Morano, his sidekick, was this morning, voicing very strongly his opposition to the president taking action in Syria. And then later he sent me this clip from Tucker Carlson. It must have been a few nights ago, but it was after the most recent gas attack in Syria. And he quoted Tucker almost word for word for the types of things that he was saying. I read right now, according to Reuters, former President Jimmy Carter is also out there saying that he prays that he would keep our country at peace. That sounds a little more like Jesse Jackson than Jimmy Carter, I guess. I shouldn't do that. Anyway, Jimmy Carter is praying that the president will keep our country at peace and not exaggerate or exacerbate the challenges that come up with North Korea or Russia in Syria. He says, I hope he realizes very profoundly, as I did, as other presidents have done, that any nuclear exchange could involve catastrophic elements for all human beings. Okay, so now the 93-year-old former president is upping it. Frank Morano was saying we were going to war. Tucker Carlson is like it's going to be a quagmire. And now Jimmy Carter is saying that we're going to use nukes. Friends, this is why you listen to Kevin McCullough Radio, because we had General Keane on just a couple of days ago and General Boykin the day before that and Mike Baker on today. And not a one of them are talking about boots on the ground or planes in their airspace or anything that would constitute a war. What we are talking about is disabling a Syrian regime that we are now fairly confident has gassed its own people on more than one occasion. And people say, well, the one from April of last year never had conclusive proof. Well, they had significant amount of evidence that was corollary. And we know that on multiple occasions previous to that, Assad has gassed his people. So this is not really new. And I don't buy the thing that it runs counterproductive to what he wanted. I don't buy that argument. We can talk about that for other reasons another day. But what I am saying to my friends in this media is this. Don't make this response something that it's not. Whatever we decide to do should be proportional. It should make them smart a little bit. But it is not full-fledged war. And we shouldn't call it what it isn't. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.